Good afternoon, Tuesday Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart, along with Randy Conan and Megan Turnquist. We start this broadcast with Crop Watch, presented by O'Toole Seed, Ag Country, Farm Credit Services, and Crary Industries. A light band of rain moved through portions of the Red River Valley into northern Minnesota and southern Manitoba. The 24-hour rainfall totals from the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network include 48 hundredths at Campbell, Minnesota, Morton, North Dakota at 2/10 of an inch, 45 hundredths in Hubbard, Minnesota, more than 3/10 of an inch at Roseau, Minnesota, and less than 3 1/100ths at Grafton, North Dakota.
Rain is falling in the Badger, Minnesota area today, which has fieldwork progress at a halt. Shane Isney has been able to plant spring wheat, soybeans, and a portion of this year's corn crop. However, last year's corn ground is proving to be a challenge.
We've kind of hit the wall now, so we're running into a lot of wet ground and becoming a challenge, and we're getting rain here today, so this might be the end for us. We've got probably about 600 acres that we haven't been able to get in yet, so it is what it is, and the crops that went in have gotten some, you know, pretty timely rain so far and look okay, but just a real struggle trying to find dry ground here towards the end.
The alfalfa crop in northwestern Minnesota did suffer from winter kill. Isney says the area generally doesn't have that problem because of adequate snow cover.
We kind of determined that last fall, freezing up and very wet, and damaged the roots of the alfalfa. And we ended up with over 500 acres that got totaled out. And while we used some of that acreage for our cattle, that's kind of also actually a cash crop for us. We sell that to customers we've had for 20 years or better. And this year, we aren't going to be able to put up as much. We've tried to replace some of it, but like I said, I don't remember having this bad of winter kill in 20 years, which it's kind of like piling on for us this year.
Ada, Minnesota farmer John Brainerd says rain is delaying planting progress.
This morning, it looks like about a quarter of an inch, which is, it's some. It's nice. We could maybe use another quarter of an inch at some point here.
Brainerd is hopeful to get all of the crops seeded this spring, wheat, soybeans, and sugar beets. Last fall's unharvested sugar beet ground is still pretty wet. It
covers up the soil, doesn't allow the sun to dry the topsoil, and so we're just trying to wait and be patient. But I think hopefully this week, if we get some weather that will cooperate, that we could be done by the end of the week.
Bayer Crop Science Technical Sales Representative Carter Medallion says corn planting is mostly wrapped up in the Rugby, North Dakota area.
Well, that Highway 2 corridor is kind of shifted, and if they're not completely shifted over more, shifting over every day to soybean seeding, I think there will be a little bit of sunflowers that go in here and there, so I don't know that any of them have been planted yet either. Corn is for the most part done. You know, we lost some corn acres between the late spring and then, of course, what's happened with ethanol industry and pricing.
Medallin says north central North Dakota is still seeding some spring wheat.
I cover north central North Dakota. The middle tier is probably getting, I guess, a little bit closer to the end of wheat seeding and ready to transition, and even probably some of the lighter ground growers already transitioning to soybean seeding. The northern tier, kind of namely that Rolla area, just broke loose kind of last week. So they just got started seeding, and of course the concern is there if we would get any more delays weather-wise, it could trigger some prevent plant acres.
South of Valley City, Monty Peterson had a tough time getting corn in the ground, and soybean planting isn't going much easier.
You know, I think the corn, I've kind of given up hope. I managed to get in a couple of partial fields here. We've kind of switched over to soybeans now. We've gotten a start with the soybeans, but we certainly have a long ways to go, and we'll keep working at it. Hopefully every week that goes by, I guess it does get a little bit better, but it sure isn't coming around very quickly.
And Peterson says he's checking fields today to see if he can get more done.
We have to be careful about where we go. It is so sticky right underneath of the surface. We've got to try and be cautious of not making a mess just to get seed planted. And, you know, we're doing what we can, I guess, where we can, and but it's a slow process.
The planting pace has been slow in parts of northeastern South Dakota. Hutton, South Dakota farmer Troy Connect describes field conditions as unusually wet.
Carryover high water table has really affected us. The Jim River, which isn't far away, is above flood stage, and then we've got the Coteau Hills east of Britton. The lake system there ran all winter, and all that water comes our way as well. We got our corn wrapped up fairly quickly, but we only had 25% of those acres available, so it didn't take long. You know, you get south in that Groton area, they got a little more done before the rain came, but they're awfully wet now. If you go west of the Jim River where it gets a little higher, I'd say they're more like in the 50 percentile range for corn planting.
Connect has moved on to planting soybeans, but hasn't made too much progress.
Same thing, west of the river, land's fairly available. Right here where we live in this immediate area, it's just going to be a struggle to get anything planted. We like probably a 1.0 maturity to 1.2 right here where we're at. Get west a little farther and they'll go a little longer on those maturities, but I think you kind of stick with your plan still. I like doing that until about June 1st, and then after that maybe we'll start going down to like a 05 or an 07 bean.
And that's Crop Watch, made possible by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, O'Toole Seed, and Crary Industries. You're in tune with the Red River Farm Network.
Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. Sign up is available for the $16 billion coronavirus food assistance program through the USDA. Eligible commodities include several specialty and non-specialty crops. Farmers producing cattle, hogs, sheep, and milk are included in the program as well. USDA is working to identify commodities not included in the program to potentially be added. Farmers and ranchers suffering a 5% or greater price decline between mid-January and mid-April or with unharvested mature crops are encouraged to submit comments to the USDA.
Abbott Futures market analyst Ron McDaniel thinks most of the movement that we're seeing in the grain markets today is driven by outside influences.
You're getting better weather now going forward up in the northern plains in the Red River Valley. We put some nice moisture across parts of Nebraska, Missouri, parts of Iowa that had been dry. We do look to them later on to dry out again. That'll be something to watch. About the only dry pocket in the world now is becoming UK, parts of France, Western Europe. Russia's off the hook with wheat. I think that's partly why your wheat acts quietly. Plus, we put 70% coverage of rain out in the plains. So the hard wheat crop's a little bit just sitting here marking time.
McDaniel says take advantage of any 10 to 15 cent moves in this market.
If you look at a corn chart, it is coiling, and we don't have to go a lot further to trigger another round of short covering. In the event we can generate enough oomph to get the 10, 15 cent rally, I would probably suggest people be looking at those as places to maybe target some sales, because the demand picture still doesn't look very robust.
In an interview with Fox News this morning, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow stated the U.S.-China trade deal isn't as important to President Trump as it was once was. Kudlow said the president is miffed with Beijing over the coronavirus and other matters. According to Kudlow, China is making a big mistake with moves in relation to Hong Kong. He went on to say the U.S. would pay the moving costs for American companies in Hong Kong or mainland China if they return their supply chains and production back to the States.
Currency valuation continues to be a major factor for the commodity markets. eHedger market analyst Dustin Johnson says the importance of currency valuations are often overlooked.
If you just look at a chart of the Brazilian real versus the beans, I think a lot of the story there is about that. So if the Brazilian real is finding a bottom here, then I think that's going to really spell something for soybeans going into that, because we just have had, you know, very, very low prices here in this country. The South Americans, in the meanwhile, have been getting record prices, even higher than they were getting in 2012. So they continue to sell record crops at record prices. They're very willing sellers of beans at these prices when the Brazilian real keeps making new lows. Finally, we've got some light at the end of the tunnel. That's turning around.
USDA's weekly export inspections report for the week ending May 21st shows corn export inspections of 1.09 million metric tons. That is 7% below the previous week. It's 1.5% less than the same week a year ago. Soybean inspections at 333,000 tons are 6% less than the previous week, 38% less than the same week last year. Wheat inspections at 458,000 tons are 7% below the previous week, 14% less than the same week last year. For the marketing year, corn inspections are 29% behind last year's pace, soybean inspections are 4% more than a year ago, and wheat inspections are just slightly ahead of last year's pace.
Cash bids at the six regional grain elevators, followed by the Red River Farm Network over the past month, have remained mostly steady to 5 cents wider for most grains. The corn basis continues to range from 55 to 90 cents under the July futures, with cash bids ranging from $2.32 to $3. Soybean basis ranges from 90 cents to $1.15 under the July futures contract. Cash soybean prices range from $7.28 to $7.85. Spring wheat basis range from 45 cents to 65 cents under the July futures contract, with cash prices for 14 pro wheat ranging from $4.06 to $4.71 per bushel. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Near Oneida, South Dakota, farmer Chuck Todd says the fields are wet. Saturday night, the Oneida area got a half an inch to an inch of rain. Todd says not all of the corn is planted and sunflower planting is limited.
Less corn even tried, and there's going to be more prevent plants than there was last year in this particular area. And we thought we were doing pretty good shape, but now we're just getting more. It's almost like last year. The farther we get in the season, the more rain we're getting. So our fields are just getting wetter and wetter. And so we're going to lose some acres to flowers too. And some guys are just going to do more prevent plant this year than they did last year just because they're going to give up and not push it quite so hard. They're getting tired of dragging tractors out of the mud.
Todd says farmers are doing their best to wait out the weather.
If we get, normally our planting dates for sunflowers are fairly later than they are in North Dakota. And so guys will, you know, they get started that 1st of June, and sometimes June 8th, June 10th is a real ideal time. So we've got some time, but we are going to have some dry days to really be able to get in some of those acres too.
Shouldn't come as a big surprise in this COVID-19 world, but consumer spending at restaurants and bars during April was at its lowest level since October of 1984. The National Restaurant Association says sales totaled $32.4 billion. That compares to January sales of more than $65 billion. With the shelter-at-home policies, restaurants shifted to takeout and delivery. States are beginning to reopen, but a National Restaurant Association survey is forecasting a slow buildup in business for the balance of this year.
Taking a look at the markets before we leave you this afternoon. July Minneapolis wheat up 4.5 at 517.25. July Chicago wheat down 0.25 at 508.5. July Kansas City wheat up 4. July corn up a half at 318.5. December corn up 1 at 333.75. July beans up 14.75 at 848. November beans up 11.5 at 856. In livestock markets, June live cattle up $1.42 at 99.15. August up $1.62. August feeder cattle up $4.50 at 133.30. June lean hogs up $1.72 at 60.47. July up $3.57 at 59.42. There's a whole lineup of webinars. Be sure to check them out at rrfn.com. And thank you for joining us. Have a great rest of your day. This is the Red River Farm Network.